Right. Okay. Anyway,
Well,
I made some notes while I was waiting for you about what I think was the core
right.
of where we got to. And insofar as you remember, take it from there.
Yeah, well, so I think here's a stab at a first draft of an inkling of a sniff of an answer to the question, which I think comes out of what we talked about this morning already. So I guess what I want to say is I think this is a kind of what's it called? Anyway, there's a name for, yeah, who's a Just So story,
Excellent.
which I think you need to ask Emma whether Just So story means anything to her,
Oh, yes. I'm
and
sure it
ask
does.
your grand's daughter, who just got confirmed, whether she knows what a Just So story is. And my guess would be she does not. But anyway, I digress. So this is a bit of a Just So story. That science, in its golden years, if you like, after Bacon and Hobbes and Newton and so on and so forth, was a story about, I'm going to call it orthodox science in a way, about bumping and shoving and causal relations with a particular conception of causality, which I've just been berated by Joe Rouse on my understanding of causality, and so on and so forth. But anyway, you know what I mean, kind of the
Yeah.
mechanism sort of stuff. And that's what I call mechanism in the meaning of mechanism book. I don't mean mechanism the way mechanism is used by people who contrast it with natural evolutionary stuff and who contrast it with self-organized or emergent processes and so on and so forth. I don't mean that there's a designer. I don't mean it has to be step by step in a discrete way and so on and so forth. I roughly just mean science in a sense of causal, right? The causal interaction about which there have been debates as to whether it's deterministic and so on and so forth. Now, let's just say that that orthodox conception of science has reigned sort of supreme in the conceptions of science. But there are two complicating incidents, at least, but I want to single out two. The first is rationality and reason, basically. And in Descartes' day, and Kant's for that matter, there was, it seemed obvious to people, a profound distinction between the operation of mechanisms and the mind, because the mind could reason, and reason was not something that could be understood as being mechanistic. And there were all kinds of examples touted might be better, as to why it couldn't be, in the antipodes of Kant or something. It's sort of, that it couldn't be contextually appropriate in a way that mechanism cannot, and so on. And enormous changes have ensued since that. There was logic, the rise of logic, and recently, of course, there's what's called AI. And so what happened to reason in with these developments? Well, some people tried to bring reason within the scope of the mechanical. And huge progress was made in the development of formal logic. And was that the whole thing? Well, there are different feelings. Hoagland thought it was not the whole thing, but it was not, did not include semantics, but he nevertheless thought it was a game changer in intellectual history, basically, that if you orchestrated the syntax of the sentences and so on and so forth, then you could come up with things which were semantically entailed, which was amazing. Like it shouldn't have been obvious that that could be done, and so on and so forth. So you get that whole history. Then people tried to, well, there was a whole issue of meaning, whether meaning was, it's not reference, but meaning, maybe meaning was a complicated collection of syntax in the brain or something like that, a view which prevails these days in contemporary AI, that the meaning just is the 1 billion vectors. It's not a billion vectors, of course, it's 100,000 vectors or something with a billion parameters or whatever trained this thing, and so on and so forth. But it's basically an internal configuration. Reference is tougher because reference, and I make a big deal of this, I think reference manifestly outstrips the causal story. So, but that debate continues, but the sort of card-carrying scientists or something think that, well, that's somehow scientific too, and so on. So they've tried to stuff meaning into science. Another development, which is relevant to the first development, is the whole issue of normativity, of should and ought. Where did they come from? And the Orthodox view is that should and ought are not part of science, even if even if you were able to take care of semantics. But there are various arguments that you can't actually distinguish should or not from. Meaning and reference entirely. And the sort of next major Hi, Catherine.
Brian says hi.
And then there's this sort of epical event, not event, but
Could we take a bottle to inside? Still.
where people figured out that maybe you could derive ought from is with evolution, that ought is an is that leads to the evolutionary flourishing of the organism, and ought not is one that leads to its demise. And so that underwrote teleosemantics. I mean, it was thought to answer the semantical question and other normative questions, and so on and so forth. So if the first event was first complication is semantics, then the second complication is ought. Now, how would a teleosemantical account of semantics of work for a computer system? Well,
Hello?
that has to be, you have to labor to do that, but basically, I think what people would do is they would piggyback the normativity that the users ascribe to it off the normativity that applies to them. So if people are bound by a normativity that arises out of their evolutionary survival, then then that's all projected and so on and so forth. So the card-carrying scientist is reassured that they can somehow get reference, and maybe reference is actually going to be got from the ought also. That's the teleosemantic stuff that.
I think Jonathan, who's still working on reference, Jonathan Rhys, who you will remember, I
Right,
hope,
sure.
is still continues to beaver away on his quite, I think, self-described reductive account of reference, which I might catch you up on at some point. I mean,
Yeah, sure.
we still fairly irregularly, he sends me draft documents and I make
Right.
naive comments back to him and he gets irritated. Not that
Right.
Jonathan never gets irritated, but Jonathan feels that I have not
And
understood what he was trying to say.
is
Anyway,
he
that.
deriving ought from is in the biological way?
No, not biological at all. His basic argument is that simple declarative utterances, and part of my problem is that that's all he ever wants to talk about. But simple declarative utterances include references to objects. If and only if changing the object may change the truth conditions, may change the truth of the sentence.
Well, that's all very well, but you've got to have
Yes, I mean, I realize
reference
that
for
he,
truth.
yeah, I don't, I think he's. He's trying to solve that simpler problem, which is what does this sentence refer to?
Right.
And the and when I asked him the question, and I recently, in my most recent interchange with him, asked him the question, but where did that candidate set come from that you were going to test? And he said, oh, I'm not trying to explain. I'm not trying to explain that. I'm not sure. I need to go
Yeah,
back to
no,
the
fair enough.
interchange. Anyway, yeah, so he's not immediately addressing the question of how you might think of how you might come up with a set of things to perturb to see if it changed the truth
Right.
of the assertion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it justice,
Yeah, no, fair enough.
as is evident by the evident absurdity of what I just said. Never mind.
So the card-carrying scientists, having assumed that they have Naturalized.
They've dodged the bullet.
Well, no, I think what we're saying is that version of Jonathan has dodged the bullet.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Well,
Go back to what you were saying.
I think the cartoon scientists would say that they've dealt with the bullet.
Right.
And then what remains, maybe for them, is consciousness. And can they naturalize consciousness? And that will be then they'll be done, as it were. And I think that they're people part company. There's the new Mysterians. I don't know whose phrase that was. Maybe John's, I don't know. Who think it's either that there's, I mean, Chalmers, who thinks there's some kind of Ur consciousness that permeates the world. And other people who think various other things, that they can naturalize consciousness, right? I even have my own view of that in a way, which is the deictic one, which no one seems to understand is even a candidate, but so be it. But there are two complexities that I want to introduce, I think. One is ontology, which is where the objects books comes in a little bit,
Right, that's where,
which is
yeah.
whence these objects and relations and so on and so forth. And then second, before I address the ontology one, there's the reflexive, a reflective issue, which is, look, we are creatures of the very ilk being described. And that's a serious fact that in the end will impinge on the theory that we don't get to be outside just looking in and giving accounts.
There was also something. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt
No,
the
I'm
flow of
almost
this.
done. I'm almost
Okay,
done.
we'll press on and I'll just make a note to say something about this, to ask you something in a minute. Press on.
Well, I don't know if I can evoke Aquinas and say that I know the rest of the story, but when you ask me, I don't.
I think you can, yes.
I think the reflective stuff is interesting. Reflection stuff is interesting because I think, if I take an object to be a chunk of reality that matters. And the question is to whom? Then I think in the scientific context, it's probably to the scientists. And so that certainly brings normativity in. Now, that's something like that. Sort of. Let's call this. A second pass story. So the first pass story would not have the reflection stuff. And one way you could characterize the passes would be what they leave out. So, forgetting the numbering scheme I just used, you could imagine that the first pass story in Descartes' day, you just get rational discourse about bumping and shoving, basically. And what that leaves out is both thinking and normativity and consciousness and so on and so forth, about which he wasn't troubled. Then the second best story might be you start to include reason, or at least it's bumping and shoving correlates. And what does that leave out? Well, I would say it leaves out semantics and normativity and consciousness and self-reference or something. Then we get the third pass story, which tries to naturalize normativity in terms of evolutionary survival. What does that leave out? Well, I think the semantics is still left out. And I think the I think a lot of normativity is still left out. And then, well, and then the self-reference of the story is like, how does, where do we fit in? Some, then you sort of add in reflection. And then what's left out? Well, maybe ontology. Go ahead.
Could you pause just a moment so that I
I
can
could. I
answer
could.
a question from Catherine? I want to bring something from the box that's just been delivered
Okay.
downstairs, and I'll bring it. But Catherine, I've lost track of the
It's in your email. Can you read your
I am no longer hearing you. Still not hearing you. I hope that's your intent. Too bad, because I like hearing you talk to Catherine.
Sorry, local logistics required.
Yeah, I may have some local logistics in a minute too, because Jill may come out of her all day meeting for half an hour, at which point I should probably quit and have lunch. So,
Yep. I'm bid to dinner rather earlier than I expected.
right. No, that's fine. I mean, I think this has been helpful, at least
Yeah,
to get us back.
there was the one thing that occurred to me here. Sorry, there were two things I wanted to add. One was, I think you said this the other day, but I'm pretty sure it was you, but it might have been somebody completely different in a in the context of a discussion about ChatGPT and its ilk,
Right.
which is the crucial thing is that the key observation is that AI in general and these tools in particular have no, there's nothing remotely resembling a sense in which they know that there is a world about which they are talking.
Right.
All they can do is talk.
Yeah.
And that's just another way of saying there is no meaning there
Well,
for the originators.
think there's no reference.
There's certainly no reference. Yeah, well, there's certainly no
And
reference.
to me, there's no meaning because there's no reference. But I'm a big reference person.
Yes, well, that's all right. We knew that. But the other thing is that I didn't, I mean, I know historically that this is I think in the old-fashioned sense of the word, a pathetic thing to say.
Right.
But all I remember about The Origin of Objects, which I must have read 30, 20,
Right.
whatever, when it came out, which was a long time ago now,
Yep.
was that I wasn't convinced by what you apparently took to be a compelling argument that the lack of a fact of the matter about the boundary between, say, this cup and the table it's sitting on at the brute physical level of pick your level of
Right.
subatomic
Adam.
particles
Adam.
or
Yeah.
even atoms, even
Right.
certainly electrons and neutrons and protons, maybe even atoms, that I just wasn't, I did not find that co either compelling or it didn't seem to me to be a strong enough phenomenon fact to rest of the sort of human construction of objects argument which I took you to be making.
Right.
And the only reason for sharing my discomfort of 20 or 30 years ago, whatever it was, at this point, is because it did seem that the core, some of the, without going into the detail, you in God, approximately 2009,
Right.
were basing part of your argument on what the new science was going to have to, was going to look like, was coming to terms with that phenomenon, that the, that, as you said, I think this was what you were adverting to, and if this would be the useful thing to clarify before we call today to a halt, before we paused in the unrecorded section, when I raised the question of mattering and its relationship with the scientific stance,
Right.
you observed that for you, there were two levels at which that was that, you know, that you needed to distinguish. One was where aspects of the world mattered to particular projects that, for instance, a
Right.
scientist might be engaged with. But the other, and I'm not now, and I'm pretty confident of the way I just expressed that
Right,
as what
right.
you said. But the next bit, I was succinct, and I'm not getting myself back to its succinct expression, but was a much more, a much larger scale and much more significant statement about mattering and the world. Because of course, because what you were saying was a response to my saying, you know, the Hoagland's normativity story is about the fact that the world matters. And you said, well, there were two senses of that. One was for the
Right.
scientist and her particular project at any given moment. And one was that the world mattering
Yeah.
was
Simpliciter, as it were.
simpliciter, yes. Whether, but was it, I mean, would you frame that without the word simpliciter as that the world matters to, well, okay, I just was going to say to
Too
Carl,
far.
which is just
Okay.
to translate simpliciter into French, which really doesn't help. Or it shouldn't help, given that I was
Shouldn't help that.
given that I was complaining about simpliciter. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So I suspected that that was related to the play, to that was a point at which the origin of objects was going to enter the discussion, but
Yeah,
maybe not.
well, I think so. I mean, I think what I might say there is in order for there to be a world for the scientist to study, the world has to matter. I mean, this might be viewed as a 1.5 of this level, sort of. The world has
Right.
to matter to the scientists.
Yeah.
And we're all scientists, as it were. But now you can say that, oh, Brian's view is just that the world has to matters for him or something.
Well, as you said, it has to be the truth maker
Right,
for
the truth
things that we
maker, right.
say. We have to accept that it's the truth maker for the things that we say.
Right, but does that
But I take it that that's not the bigger claim.
well, time for whiskey.
Maybe it is. Okay, sorry. Maybe this is where we
So
need to pick up
yeah, maybe this is
next
where you need
time.
to pick up.
Because I without in order to avoid being rude to one of
Yeah.
Catherine's employees, I need to get on the bike, literally.
Right. You're
I guess
going
you
somewhere
can't.
for dinner?
Yeah, just meeting, but going to somebody's home.
Yeah.
I don't think. I take it that on your bike or get on your bike is something that one says in British English, but not in American English.
Yes, that's not an idiom for me.
Right. No, I mean, it means it's time to get going,
I
right?
see.
Whether you have a bicycle or not.
I see, right.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
The rude version of that, which again, I think is only British, is get your finger out.
Yeah, no, that's.
Which many people use without realizing that its origin is rude, as we would say
Rude,
in
yeah.
Britain. Get on with the main event.
Right. I mean, get your ass in gear is
Yes,
an
that's certainly,
un-American expression.
yeah, exactly. Anyway,
All right.
give my love to Jill when you see
I
her,
will do. And
and
I just want to thank you for hauling me back onto territory that matters as opposed to the minutiae of the Competition or Reflections book.
well, I'm glad you're making progress on that too.
So, well, I'm not, but I should be.
Well, we'll do this again soon now that I have nothing ahead of me on my schedule. Are they going to start hoisting you back into hospital every other day for some purpose?
No, I'm not aware of it. I mean,
Good.
what the nurse said was that the side effects of the radiation continue to build for 2 weeks. And then start easing for perhaps another 5 or 6.
Ah, I'm sorry.
And
I of course remembered that as after 2 weeks, Brian will be better,
yeah, no.
which is exactly the opposite.
Right, but the point is it's 2 weeks right now.
Right. Good.
So
Okay.
according to her, I'm in the worst shape.
You're going to be okay.
So
Well, you seem to have, I think this has been a useful session for both of
yes,
us,
absolutely, absolutely.
and we'll pick it up.
Well, it's useful on two levels
Exactly.
in and of itself, and then whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm kidding
Yeah.
around.
So
All
I'm
right.
now going to stop recording. I should have.